From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Will French fry production lead to increased potato acreage? That's just one of the questions as North American processors have or will be bringing online at least 1.3 billion pounds of new frozen potato processing capacity between October 2018 and December 2019, a roughly 8% expansion. PotatoCountry.com reports since the new facilities are spread between growing areas in the Columbia Basin, Idaho, Alberta, and Manitoba, the impact on needed acreage will depend upon expected yields, but could be between 44 and 47,000 acres. A San Francisco jury found Roundup did cause non-Hodgkin's lymphoma in a 70-year-old man who used the product in his yard for 26 years. This is the second case alleging the herbicide caused cancer. According to agroprofessional.com, the jury now will hear evidence on whether Monsanto, now Bayer, should be held liable for financial damages. Bayer says the verdict ignores the more than 800 studies submitted to EPA, EU, and other regulators that confirms the product's safety. Farmers devastated by floodwaters in the Western Corn Belt are going to need government aid. But still, according to Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue, current safety net programs won't be enough to cover the catastrophic damage. He tells AgWeb.com their best hope is to pass a disaster aid bill floating around Capitol Hill. The Senate is expected to vote this week on a $13.6 billion disaster relief spending bill. The House has already passed its $14.2 billion version. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.